This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But look, do us all a favor. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it so we can actually raise some money. We can actually do something good, you know, making money on Facebook, Twitter. Days of old. Not to happen again, I'm sure. But just be part of the conversation, seriously. You know, and get involved and help us out. There's a lot of commentators out there that again, are using, or Mike is allowing us to use MyPillow to make a few extra bucks. And frankly, you win, we win, I win, everybody wins, because you get great pricing on great product that you use every day. And you might as well support somebody who supports you, supports your causes, agrees with some of the things you agree with. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% pillows, sheets, pillowcases, blankets. I mean, just a whole bunch. Look, do some new fashion window shopping. Peruse that whole big interweb thing. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, Joey B had some, I think they were, I really couldn't tell, words of wisdom to say today, for lack of a better term. Take a listen.
2.5 years ago, well, the supply chain, people look at, I mean, really bright people. Look at well, guess what? Because of the pandemic.
Okay, maybe I wasn't listening. Okay, this is him again. I don't even know what he's speaking to. This was supposed to have something to do with him running again.
2.5 years ago, well, the supply chain, people look at, I mean, really bright people. Look at well, guess what? Because of the pandemic.
And I want to be your president. Come on! And they say AIDS. See, I agree with these people. AIDS doesn't mean anything. Really, seriously. You know, my old pastor was 77. The guy moved around better than I did. Sharp as a tack. All over it. I mean, really good. But this guy's lost. He doesn't even know what planet he's on. And this shows you how much they really hate this country and how much they really believe that they are the people for the job. Because doesn't matter, well, matter of fact, he's not doing much on his own, but he's not, I mean, let's just be honest about it. There are people behind the scenes pulling the strings for him. There is no way this man is making any kind of coherent, I don't know, decisions. It's just not happening. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. I don't care if you agree with me or not. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. I said a little while ago, too, that they hate. They hate God. Remember, in talking with Rick Amato, the Dems actually tried to remove God from their platform. Now, I don't know if they succeeded in doing it. But if you could go back and find that clip, that poor guy, Veeragoo, he was dying. He was the mayor of Los Angeles at the time. Villaraigosa was his name. And he actually, him and his wife took up both their last names, melted them together, and that's what they used. It's just amazing. So trying to remove God from the equation. Now there's a video that's been released that shows a Dem lawmaker out of Arizona stealing Bibles from the Capitol. Now, I don't really believe in what I saw, that he was stealing them to give them to homeless people at the park to help them out. All right? I mean, seriously. I mean, a Democrat lawmaker in Arizona was captured, according to the headline, on surveillance video, stealing Bibles from a private lounge for legislators. Representative Stephanie Stahl Hamilton was seen swiping two Bibles from the lounge, and here's a kick in the pants. Hamilton is an ordained minister, which means absolutely nothing anymore. Just for you who don't know, right? Who else? What's that guy? Oh, Al Sharpton, right? The Jew-hating reverend. And you don't believe me? Look it up yourself. It's a true statement. Okay? And the only time he shows up is when there's money involved. Where's the God thing there? And then we have the right reverend, what's his name, Jesse Jackson, which I used to love. You know, there were pieces done of him because you couldn't understand what he was saying most of it. But, you know, here's Jesse Jackson, the right reverend, having sex while, you know, committing adultery, getting somebody pregnant, paying for that baby through his campaign fund. Doesn't even pay for it with his own money. But these are supposed to be people of, you know, high integrity, right? This move is Republican pro tempore Speaker Travis Gatham believes is sinister. When I'm watching that, he said, I'm thinking, well, this is obviously someone who's got some purpose, some intent. They know they're doing something bad because they were doing it in a sneaky way. Now, security teams found one of the Bibles stuffed in a chair. The other was found in a refrigerator. Well, yeah, because, you know, if I'm trying to lose weight, I'm sure the Bible will convict me to stop eating the garbage I'm going to grab. Just nuts. They hate God. I wish they would just say it and get it over with. Double T, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with The Tax Man. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. If you're worried about those 84,000 IRS agents that'll be showing up at your front door, apparently, at least that's what they're, you know, that's, if you read that interweb place and you go out there and look, you've got misinformation flying around everywhere. And that's why I tell you guys all the time, get informed. Stop telling people stuff is going to happen before you actually know for sure what's going on. And just because somebody, even like myself, has a microphone, has a radio show, doesn't mean I have a clue. And I love saying this because it's so true. That's why I bring people on. Now, I get bits and pieces. You guys send me stories. You send me your own personal information. But that doesn't mean it's right. Sorry. It doesn't mean it's right. So that's why I go to the experts. Dan Pilla, the tax man. He is the man you need to turn to if you have any issues or thoughts. And there's no reason not to do some preventative medicine either. Right? TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. If you think you're going to have a problem, if you're confused about something, go grab one of his books and connect with him. Dan, thanks for being with me.
It's always my pleasure. Joe, how you doing tonight?
Listen, I got you on, so I feel much safer now.
Okay. All right, good.
So, well, listen, you and I, you know, last week, or the last time you were on, I called you in a panic. And the reason was is that I was getting all kinds of stories about the IRS, you know, allowing you to extend, or giving you automatic extensions here in California for your taxes and filing them and paying, you know, your taxes in the whole nine yards. And I'm sitting here going, no, that can't be, that's a trick. That's a trick because then they can get us with the penalties and everything else. But depending on what CPA you talk to, they give you the basic version, but it, not exactly the same. So my question to you is, if you're going by the information you're getting from your CPA that you've had for 20 years, and it comes to find out it's wrong, and all of a sudden you get this bill from the IRS for penalties and interest, do you have an out? Do you have a defense?
Yeah, absolutely you do, Joe. And here's the thing you need to understand. Every penalty provision of the tax code has a good faith or reasonable cause provision, which means very simply is if you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable cause for your actions and didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules and regulations, the penalties don't apply. The penalties apply to people who are willfully negligent or deliberately disregard their responsibilities. Willful negligence means that you just don't pay attention. You don't lift a finger to try to figure out what you're supposed to do. You just ignore the problem. And deliberate disregard is you know what you're supposed to do and you just don't do it. All right, so those are kind of the two extremes that the IRS looks at on the one side versus a person who does the things that they should do. They do the things a reasonable person should do, knowing that they have to comply with the tax code, and they end up making a mistake or doing something wrong. Reliance on counsel is a quintessential example of due diligence, Joe. A person that is doing the things that they should be doing to comply with the law will consult professional counsel to get guidance on what they're supposed to do. And so as long as you can demonstrate that you provided your counsel with all of the accurate information that was needed to determine now I'm talking about the facts now, Joe. I'm not talking about
the
legal.
No, I know you are. Yep.
All right, so you provide your counsel with all of the facts of the case, and counsel gives you a specific advice based on those facts, and you act on that advice, and it turns out to be wrong, the penalties do not apply. That's called a reliance on counsel defense. It's a real thing. We use it all the time, and under the right circumstances, it absolutely works to cancel the penalties and the interest on the penalties, no question about it.
There's a little bit of possible hearsay going on there, is there not? I mean, I'm conversing with you, my CPA, on the phone, and say, okay, tell me about this thing in California. Do I have to get it filed by the 15th? And my CPA says, no, hang tight. We don't get an automatic extension. Everything's cool. You don't have to pay anything until October 22nd. That's just a conversation, right?
Well, it is a conversation, and the way I would prove the extent to which the conversation occurred and, you know, the I said, he said components of the conversation is I would create a very, very specific, very detailed affidavit from my client where I painstakingly describe the conversation that was had. I said, he said, here's the information I gave the accountant. This is the answer he gave me. I relied on this information. The key, Joe, here is what is the state of mind of the taxpayer who relied on the advice? All right, it's only sufficient to show, or I should say, it is sufficient to show that you provided detailed facts. All right, so that's your direct testimony as to what you told the accountant, and then that you acted on the advice the accountant gave you. All right, so now you gave information on the one end, you got information back on the other end, you had reason to believe that information was accurate because this guy's a trained professional, and that's why I consulted him in the first place. And so now this is the story we're presenting to the IRS in the form of an affidavit, and it becomes sworn testimony just as if it was given in a courtroom, Joe. And you know, the irony is the IRS is not going to have any contrary testimony. I mean, are they going to go to the accountant and have the accountant say, well, I never told them that? That just doesn't happen.
Now, can the accountant or the CPA that in that case, could they face any kind of issues or problems with the IRS?
Well, it's humanly possible if the accountant just cheated blind. If the accountant just, you know, we've got tax preparers out there. Now, these are not CPAs and enrolled agents that are subject to licensing, and they're subject to scrutiny, and they're subject to discipline by their licensing bodies. In the case of CPAs, they're state licensing agencies. In the case of the IRS, in the case of enrolled agents, the IRS licenses them and disciplines them. You know, these people very, very rarely deliberately engage in overt cheating on the tax returns they prepare. But there are a number of unlicensed preparers out there, because you don't have to have a license to prepare tax returns. You don't even have to have an education to prepare tax returns.
Oh,
you know, your 16-year-old daughter, Joe, could hang out a shingle tomorrow that says she's a tax return preparer, and there's very, very little guidance or oversight in that. So these people... And I'll tell you, the areas where they're doing it in is they're doing it with the earned income tax credit, where they will dummy up tax returns for people, claim an earned income tax credit that leads to a refund, and then split the money with their clients. Now, in that situation, those tax preparers are at risk. There's no question about it. But if a preparer in good faith gives an answer they believe to be accurate, a CPA or enrolled agent, an attorney for that matter, that turns out to be wrong, that they're not culpable for that necessarily. Now, I will tell you, there may be some errors, some negligence issues involved, but that's a whole different discussion.
All right, we're gonna hit on that a little bit more, because actually I'm getting two questions on that. We'll hit it when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host, Doug O'Farr. A lot more coming up with the tax man, Dan Tiller, when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he sees no problem with President Biden's age.
His age is excellent. We need the wisdom. We need the skill set. We need the experience. you know, this president has navigated us out of these difficult times.
It comes after the president announced he would be running for re-election in 2024. Meantime, Biden says he feels good and he's excited about the challenge ahead. Aaron Rodgers is excited to try and return to New York Jets to the playoffs for the first time in more than a decade.
I'm here because I believe this. I believe in this team. I believe in Coach Sala. I believe in the direction of Joe Douglas. Obviously, he's drafted really well the last couple of years.
The Jets introduced the future Hall of Fame quarterback on Wednesday after trading to get Rodgers from the Packers. Rodgers spent 18 years with Green Bay, winning a Super Bowl there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Double Team, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Or you could, you know, easily just send me an email. Really simple. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. You know what I mean? And again, let me know. Be more specific about what it is you need. I love you guys who you send me these. I just had to work some through during the break on the emails that you sent too. Dan Pillow, the tax man. Dan, let's get back to this because I think you made a bunch of people shudder in the last segment, because you don't need a license. You don't need anything, technically, to do somebody's taxes. So how do you know they have a clue?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, you got to be dealing with people that do have the credentials that you're looking for, right? You got basically three categories of people that are trained. You got attorneys that have a background in tax, CPAs that have background in tax, and then IRS enrolled agents. When I say IRS, I don't mean people that are working for the IRS. I mean individuals that pass a special enrollment examination that the IRS administers specifically to allow people who are not attorneys or are not accountants to practice before the IRS because they have that special training and passed the IRS's special enrollment examination. They're called enrolled agents. So if you're dealing with a tax attorney, a CPA, or an enrolled agent, then you've got some reasonable assurance that person has the qualifications they need to be able to represent you properly, not just prepare your tax return, Joe, but represent you in the event that the return is called into question. And that's the remarkable distinguishing factor between the unenrolled return preparers and the other three categories, attorney, accountant, enrolled agent. The unenrolled preparer cannot represent you before the IRS. Even though they prepared your tax return, they cannot appear at an audit and represent you. They certainly can't represent you before appeals or in the tax court. Now, an enrolled agent can represent you before the IRS and the appeals office, but not court. An enrolled a CPA can represent you before the IRS and appeals, but not court. And then, of course, an attorney can take you all the way through court if that becomes necessary. Most of these cases obviously do not end up in court. The vast majority of any disputes with the IRS are settled at the appeals office. So any one of those three categories of professionals can help you with that and get that done. But, again, under that umbrella, too, you have competent and incompetent people. So you have to search around a little bit to find somebody who knows what they're doing, Joe. There's no doubt about that, and the onus is on the individual to do that.
Oh, God. Well, you know, here's something they're forcing you to have to pay. I mean, what did you tell me? There were 4 million words in the tax code plus or something like that?
Yep.
You know, and one little mistake could cause you a whole bunch of... Look, my thing took us a little over 2 years to settle. I had tax boxes sitting on my kitchen table. Even when people came over, I was like, yeah, I ain't putting those away because I'm going to need them. What I should have done was piled them up in a corner, put a towel over them, and put a lamp on it. Made it look like a table or something, but... And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Let me see. Oh, yeah. A lot of people said this year they paid a boatload more in taxes than they ever had before, and it was a pretty large jump. And along with that, some of them said that their paychecks seemed to have dwindled quite a bit, too, from week to week. Any thoughts on that? Is it really kicking that much?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it, Joe. I mean, we've got a situation out there where the tax burdens are increasing, no question about it. The government's demanding more and more money from people, and of course you got inflation, which is a nefarious, invisible, hidden tax, but it's a tax nevertheless. So yeah, you can't have a government that promises people more and more benefits without raising the costs on everybody. It's just impossible.
Yeah, and you've got the Republicans touting the new budget that they've shaved $4 trillion off of what the old man wants, right? Seriously?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be excited about that?
it's just breathtaking the point we've reached here with the financial picture at the federal level. It's just breathtaking, Joe.
So you have made a comment, and we talked about this during the break, you made a comment that we can't keep it up. You know, look at the amount of money we're spending, and I've said to you because I've had other economic people on the show, and I always say the same thing: there is no money. Nobody is. When you buy your house, you don't take a wheelbarrow full of cash to the owner and hand it to him. These are numbers on a piece of paper. They're okay on the internet, and they're flying all over the place. But there's no real value in those. There's no real money. There's no real money when you plump your credit card down and the money. So,
well,
you see
no,
where I'm going with this?
No, yeah, I do. And there's no extrinsic value in those ledger book entries. That's true, because your ledger book entry is worth only the paper that is written on. It's not like carrying gold or silver coins around in your pocket that have intrinsic value that have value in and of themselves. But the fact of the matter is that these ledger book entries constitute purchasing power. They represent purchasing power. So you can spend them in the marketplace, and to the extent that you can spend them in the marketplace, it has an impact on the not only production but potential inflation as well. When the government increases the purchasing power, when they flood the marketplace with purchasing power, where there's no relative increase in productivity, that drives prices. It's called inflating the currency. We refer to it as inflation. People are a little confused about what inflation actually is. People think inflation is just rising prices. No, rising prices are a consequence of inflating the currency. By inflating the currency, you pump more purchasing power into the marketplace without a corresponding increase in productivity. That drives prices up. You've got more purchasing power chasing the same amount of products and services, or in the case of what happened in the United States during 2020 and 2021, with all the COVID shutdowns and the supply chain problems, you actually had reduced amounts of productivity in the marketplace, right? People were working less, they were producing less, there were fewer cars for sale, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now you got more purchasing power chasing fewer products and services in the marketplace. Now the prices of products and services skyrocket over that, 18-month period of time, which is why we saw fuel prices practically double during that period of time, in some cases worse than that. So this is the problem with the debt, with continuing to borrow money and pumping it into the marketplace. The problem is that, well, you got two problems. First of all, the federal government is borrowing the money basically to do this. And to some extent they're just printing it, but for the most part they're borrowing it, which increases the interest obligation that taxpayers have to pay. So it's a double whammy for taxpayers, right? The taxpayers suffer the inflation consequence and they have to pay more back in taxes to cover the interest on the debt that the government continues to increase. So it's nefarious, Joe. There's just no doubt about it.
Oh, God. I look at this stuff and I say to myself, it's never ending. They keep adding to it. I don't know how we're going to pay it down or if we're ever going to pay it down. Because to your point, I don't think people realize that we borrow money from other countries. But right now, China's the biggest note holder, right? And we're barely paying the interest on that.
Well, I don't know if it's China or Japan that's the biggest note holder at this point in time, and I'm just not sure. But you're right. We borrow money in a lot of different places, and foreign countries are a major supplier of U.S. debt. There's just no question about that. And, you know, and don't think for a minute the U.S. is going to default on that debt. They aren't going to. They're just going to print more money to cover the obligation, which is going to make the American dollar worth less and less and less and make the product cost of every product and service in the marketplace drive it up farther and farther.
Yeah, someday I'm going to have you come on and teach about the gold standard and what it meant and how our money was backed now by empty vaults of gold. And, you know, again, it was, you know, the money is backed by the faith and strength of the U.S., of the United States. We're not there anymore. So
the full faith and credit of the United States is what backs it up. And what is the full faith and credit of the United States? It's
Joey
the belief that the United States is not going to default on its obligations, and it's the belief that the American economy can produce its way out of any financial problem, which Joe, it has been historically true. But now when you collar American businesses, now you got another problem.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that other problem on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dan Pilla, the tax man. Head over to the taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
If you're offended by that, you're listening to the wrong show. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 85, that's where Tucker needs to come. He needs to come over to GCN. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me your emails and or questions to joe@therealside.com. Let's get Dan Pilla back on with me. Dan Pilla, the tax man. Dan, before we get a yakking away, tell people how they get some of this sage advice from you and you know how to get in touch.
Yeah, you get in touch with me at taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces. Taxhelponline.com. And you pick up any one of my books off my website, Joe, at any price point. You get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So this is a great opportunity here for you. You get the book that addresses your issue. Read the book. You'll have questions. You get on my appointment schedule by just calling my office. Phone number's on the website, taxhelponline.com. You get on my schedule, and I'll walk you right through all your questions and get you on track to getting your situation straightened out.
So because I got to yak and I forgot what we were talking about, so I'll move on to the next question. You know, one of the questions I must have gone to the Joey B. School of Medicine or something, or taken the same pills he is. What should businesses, small businesses, quickly be looking for? Are there any changes in the tax code that they really have to be watching out for this time around?
Well, the small business issues are always among the most litigated issues in tax court every single year, Joe. And one of the big things, well, there's a couple of them. Mileage issues are always a big problem for small businesses because they don't keep their mileage logs properly. And so my book, Dan Pillow, Small Business Tax Guide, guides you through that process of keeping records properly. The profit motive issue, Joe, if your business has suffered losses in the last couple of years, you can expect the IRS to challenge your profit motive. That is a very big thing. That is one of the most litigated issues, even among the small business issues, is the profit motive thing. So they need to be aware of that. All right. And the other thing that is something that the IRS has ramped up over the last couple of years is the classification of workers. If you've got people working for your company that you've got classified as independent contractors, you can expect the IRS to take a look at that and say, well, no, these are really employees, not independent contractors. And so we're going to charge you with the back taxes on the employees with the penalties and interest. And I promise you, that's a problem you want to avoid, Joe. So make sure you understand the difference between an employee and an independent contractor and how the classification works so you get it done properly so you don't get spanked later on.
Jeez. Now, my understanding, now see, this would be good for you because you'll probably laugh at me, but my basic understanding of what an independent contractor is they don't solely work for you. They have other clients. They kind of can set their own schedule unless, of course, you need them for a specific job on a specific day. But they truly are independent of you, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what you're talking about is the element of control. The question of whether you're an independent contractor or an employee boils down to control. Who controls the worker, the workplace, and the manner in which the work is performed? If the company controls the worker, then that worker's an employee. If the worker controls himself, then that worker's an independent contractor. That is the key element, is that of control.
Okay, now we get down to control. So, you know, I don't know, you're a construction guy, right? And you bring in this is the easiest way for me anyway. You bring in the electrical contractor, and he said he's got to be there for a week or two, and you can't tell him how to do any of his work or, you know, dictate what his guy should be doing or not doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm the general contractor. I frame the house. I use my employees to frame the house. They're working for me on my schedule. But now the house has to have wiring and plumbing. So I bring in a licensed plumber and a licensed electrician, and they have their separate companies with their separate trucks, with their separate tools, their equipment, their materials. They bring in, they work on their schedule, but I say, okay, I got to have the house wired. It's got to be done by the end of June. So that's the only schedule they're on. I have a separate contract with them. I pay them one fee. They bring in their workers to do the work. As I said, they got their trucks with their name on them. They're licensed professionals. That is an independent contractor.
Okay, and if they're a corporation, maybe not licensed, but if they're, you know, if it's a corporate deal and that's where you get the bill from, does that help or not?
Well, it can help, but you got to be careful about the what the IRS would call the substance over form test. If the form of the transaction indicates one thing, but the substance indicates another, they disregard the form. So just because somebody is operating in the form of a corporation, that doesn't in and of itself dictate the answer to the control question. We're still going to look at the control issue.
God bless. All right. What else I got here? Got a bunch of little. Okay, the kids thing. This comes up quite often. I actually had 6 emails that varied a little bit on this one. You know, a lot of times spouses, ex-spouses, and today a lot of people don't get married. You know, they end up separating or what have you. Where the ex-spouse will claim the kid on their taxes, and in reality, that kid is really living with the other spouse or spends more time with the other one. Is there a way to fight this? Is there a way to win this, or you just bite the bullet?
Well, no, there's a way to win it, but in order to do it, you're gonna have to risk an audit, because if somebody has already claimed the the dependent on the return, and you come behind that and you claim it yourself, the IRS is going to disallow your claim, but you have to appeal that. You have to challenge that, and then you're going to have to present facts that will support the conclusion that you're entitled to claim the dependent and that the other parent is not entitled to claim the dependent. So it is going to boil down to who can present the facts to justify the claim of the dependent, you or the other spouse or former spouse. That's the facts and circumstances test, Joe, and you got to be willing to take it through IRS appeals to get that done. Of course, a lot of people aren't willing to do that, but that's what it takes to get it done.
Wow, and if you had to go to a professional, you would really have. I mean, I don't know. You probably know better than I do. But there's a credit when you claim a child, and that credit. I don't know, was it $2,000, $2,500, $1,400, whatever. I have no idea, but it could cost you a heck of a lot more than that. Oh, you're laughing at me. Well, here we go. Go ahead. What do I do?
Well, I am because you threw all those numbers out. I thought you were calling bingo there for a minute. but what happens, Joe, is you're right. It does bear an expense on the front end if you hire a professional to represent you. But if we're talking about a young child, 6, 7, 8 year old child, and you win the case, now that child becomes your dependent until she's 17 or 18 years old, right? So you got to look at the big picture here too.
All right, no, you're right. I didn't. That's why you've got more brain cells than I do. I didn't even think that. So, but it is. I know it is a common fight. And the funny thing about it is that more and more people are not getting married, and I don't know how they do that with their taxes, with their kids, with whatever. It's got to be a pseudo or somewhat of a nightmare in putting your taxes together. You know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Absolutely.
All right, let's switch gears here because I only have a couple more minutes, and I usually don't go down this road with you. But you know, the economy, what's going on, what's coming up. You know, you're looking at what's coming into this year. Every economic article that I've read, and some of the experts are talking about a real recession this year. That we are going to hit that wall probably sometime in the summer.
A lot of it's going to depend on whether or not they get more tax increases passed. The Biden administration about 3 weeks ago put forth its proposal for tax increases, and there is a substantial list of tax increases that they want to impose, not the least of which is increasing the corporate tax rate considerably. Up to 28%, right? So to go from 21% to 28%, and people just delude themselves if they think that the corporations pay the increased tax. If corporations have an increased tax rate, guess what? The cost of products and services that those corporations produce go up, or the wages that are paid to the corporate employees go down, or at least the jobs go down. Right? So people pay the tax, corporations don't. The other thing that's very significant in this plan is almost about a doubling of the capital gains rates in certain circumstances. So the capital gains are capped at 20% right now, plus you got the Obama 3.8% surtax on that for healthcare. But if they have their way, Joe, that's going to go to 45% for capital gains taxes, which
Whoa.
Is a confiscatory capital gains rate. All right, I mean, this is just, I'm telling you what, it's astonishing what these people put forth in terms of tax increase proposals. They have no shame about literally stealing the money of the American people. It's unbelievable. So when you couple that with the continuing inflation that's going on, people are getting eaten alive.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, again, this was not the mindset of our framers. This is not what they had in mind for the American people. And I actually heard a congresslady, talking about how, you know, it was really nice in the old days how we were able to support everything via tariffs. But that just doesn't fly anymore. So you need to pay your fair share. And I'm thinking, wow, do you even know what our framers wanted? All right. Dan Pilla, the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Dan, thanks. God bless. Thanks for what you do.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks, Dan.
Brad Dinkins up with us next. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.